Isn't this a sports show?
But that chocolate thing, the Black Thunder, I could see myself ordering more of those things.
Almost entirely.
Yeah, you, Charlie Carlin, would put your mouth to more Black Thunder any day.
I knew you were going to come up with that. So, good.
Good?
Yeah.
Good.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Hey, Charlie, I am the co-host now.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
Ah! You just whipped out Dick Justice.
Whoa. Whooped out what?
Keep up with the show on Twitter at JB Briscoe.
With open arms, we accept the differently abled.
Elephants can't drive cars, beards.
One of them's co-hosting today.
On ESPN Kansas City.
I feel really good about the show we're going to do here today. I don't know why exactly. I feel like we've got lots of things. Also, Charlie and I had a very pleasant take test today.
We did.
Beards was not a part of it because Beards took the coward's way out.
I enjoyed it immensely.
Bebo came in, featured on the record.
And he was a great sport.
Great sport.
He was almost that guy.
Yeah, no, Beards is a real wet blanket. He's a real wet sandwich. I just saw Fantastic Mr. Fox again a couple days ago. That's in Fantastic Mr. Fox. Bebo was almost too cavalier about it in a way that I'm afraid made us look like cowards. But compared to Beards, we're good. So we have that. Sure. And then also earlier today, over on the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page and Twitter, we launched our Disney Pixar hashtag Better Disney Bracket. Beards and I worked on this yesterday. This morning, I went in and actually made it in Photoshop. It's beautiful. I've made a beautiful thing.
It's very pretty.
It looks very good. It's blown up, too.
Thank you. Blown up is strong. People are seeing it. It's blowing up relative to other ESPN Kansas City tweets.
It's more than a science experiment volcano with vinegar and baking soda.
I think it's about that.
It's a little more than that.
Because that at least like makes it. That's at least some sort of eruption.
But that's just like everybody does that for science projects when they're younger.
That's true. This is a little bit better than that.
Right. That's why I said that.
I guess. I had a tweet yesterday about Sylvia DeSosa that has 100 retweets and almost 1,000 likes. That blew up. That made it hard to sleep. I had to go change my notifications. I don't actually have a notification I don't get a ding every time someone likes a tweet. But comparatively, it's been a very good couple of days for me on Twitter.
Follows, though. Church bells.
Yes, every time I get a follower on Twitter, it's the Liberty Bell, actually, because I feel like I'm being set free.
So you've been getting a lot of those good retweets.
A lot of those good retweets. These today are ESPN Kansas City retweets because I wanted to make this a ESPN Kansas City promotional tool.
Because you care about the station.
I do.
We all do.
And obviously I care about the station almost only because it also helps me.
Right, of course.
I am, to the nth degree, an unbelievably selfish human being in that way.
That's true.
The station to succeed while I am on it.
Of course.
I think that's probably true. They're like pro sports and everything, right? Like, listen, man, if I'm a Cleveland Cavalier, I'm gonna do everything I can to help the Cleveland Cavaliers win. I just got traded to the Lakers. Man, I've always loved Los Angeles. Oh, I just got traded now to the Detroit. Oh boy, I love.
Is that where
the Pistons.
Isaiah Thomas is going next?
Yeah, he's going to the Pistons next. At some point, I went from being Isaiah Thomas to being Blake Griffin. And even though Blake Griffin, I know, is the other LA team, feel free to just shake your microphone around there, Charlie.
Just adjusting it real quick.
In fairness, it is hella broken.
Yeah.
And so with that tease of my tweet exploding about Sylvia DeSosa, later on in the show today, we're going to play some audio from DeSosa yesterday. I got to talk to him for 5 minutes. I asked a few questions to a handful of guys, but I mostly talked to Yudoka Azubuki about Sylvia DeSosa and to Sylvia DeSosa about Yudoka Azubuki because I think that's interesting to have guys that are that close together talk about each other because no one wants to talk about their own strength and evolution except me. Non-bleep holes don't talk about how great they are. Mm-hmm. But if you get teammates like each other, you can get them to talk about each other in, interesting, glowing terms. So that's later today. We'll get to some of that. Also, I'm going to close this bag of trail mix I have open because I can smell it and it's distracting.
I'm glad I didn't smell it. What did it smell like? Just trail mix? I don't know what.
Yeah, it smelled like peanuts and M&Ms and chocolate chips and raisins. Okay.
It doesn't seem like that bad of a smell.
No, it was just distracting.
Oh, okay.
It was like if that would have been, any good food. I just could smell it and I was like, oh man, I'd rather be eating trail mix right now.
You're eating American trail mix versus the Japanese snacks that we just ate. And
that's right.
Hopefully we're not getting sick from...
I think we're good. I think at least you and I think we probably build up a tolerance to some extent.
True.
Like, if there's some sort of, like, Japanese snack food poisoning, first of all, it probably died because it's been in that box for a year now. And I think we're probably impervious to it. We did eat the meat stick today, though,
and
that is the problematic one because it was very oily. It tasted fine. There could have been, I bleep you not, any animal in there.
Bubonic plague, probably.
Literally anything. You could have told me that there was just, like, ground up. Here, let's play. I'm going to play a Mad Libs game. On the count of three, Beards, I want you to say a body part, not that one. And Charlie, I want you to say an animal. Okay, just count of three. Charlie, say an animal. Beards, say a body part on three. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three.
But.
Jaguar.
There could have been jaguar butt in that meat stick, and it wouldn't have surprised me.
Yeah.
Literally, that... You know what?
Jaguar, maybe.
That would be, it's a little exotic.
Yeah, a little bit. Sorry.
It's fine.
Your butt, though, totally.
There could have been slug butt in there. That's not, don't Urban Dictionary slug butt. Beards, please, Urban Dictionary slug butt. Just let me know if it's a thing.
I will do.
So we've got the, where were we at with this? We're not sick. I've chased some Japanese snacks and some American snacks, but I am very much a nationalist in my snacking. I am very open to other, and you know what we should do, actually, Charlie? I think Charlie just Googled slug butt. What's it say, Charlie?
There is no slug butt.
Oh, I see one right here. And I can say it on the radio.
Please!
A woman's oversized buttocks. So apparently that's... This, what is it?
No, I'm going to let you drown on this one, I think, unless you pull the parachute and just
never
sort
mind.
Of...
Never mind, I'm not going to look into any more of that.
Great,
but never mind.
Good, please don't Google slug butt anymore.
Yeah, but hey, at least I was able to say it on the radio, and we didn't have to leave our listeners.
You didn't say anything on the radio. That's saying something on the radio.
What?
What?
Never mind, I don't know where I was going with that.
Wow.
Way to send that into a spiral.
Thank you.
So lots of good stuff today, but we're obviously going to start with this Disney bracket. So go to the ESPN Kansas City Twitter, my Twitter, Beard's Twitter, Charlie's Twitter... Rudy's Twitter or the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page. It's literally like everybody, 810 Twitter retweeted it and will probably unretweet it and retweet it again later for a new audience. Because I think that right now, I think we're like one big retweet away from BuzzFeed picking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Sean Collins, he did the bracket and his final game was like The Incredibles versus whatever. Tarzan. That's a first round matchup, actually. So that's not it. Whatever. His final matchup was like, it was Ratatouille versus Tarzan or something. And his champion was Star Wars The Last Jedi. And he tweeted it at Mark Hamill and at Ryan Johnson, the director. And they both liked it. And we need to get one of those guys to just retweet the bracket.
That'd be nice.
Or we need someone with like a million followers to retweet it, and then eventually it becomes like a Twitter moment, and then BuzzFeed picks it up. This is what I'm actually looking for. Blowing up. I want it to blow
up. Right, explode.
Yes. Okay. I want it to, I don't want it just to blow up. I want it to explode.
Right now it's like a little blackjack.
Do you think Mark Hamill knows how to retweet it?
He is Twitter savvy. How dare you? How dare you?
I mean, he's strong with the Twitter force. I get it, but.
How dare you?
I was just checking.
I have no idea. What did you say about a blackjack?
Right now, the bracket's like a blackjack. It's just a little explosion. Little bop.
Black cat,
sorry.
There we go. Yeah. You've come in really
boy.
Good start for Beards today.
You know what? Having take tests has thrown Beards out of his Wednesday rhythms. He has pushed the microphone away from himself now. Next time he has a thing to add, he's going to say it to himself and then fact check it and then come to the microphone. but you can fill this bracket out with us as we go. I would like to have us discuss... throughout, but obviously Beards and I did the seeding of this yesterday, and then I put it together today, the individual matchups and everything. First, Beards, did you have any issues with the actual sort of clumping that I did? I feel like it's hard to take too much issue, but...
So, there were two things that I noticed. The first one was poor Atlantis is having to go against the 96 Bulls with Toy Story. In the first round.
Atlantis deserved
I like
that.
I like Atlantis.
That's
Atlantis
fine. It was
good.
It's an 8 seed, though.
Sure.
It's definitely an 8 seed.
But it has to go up against probably, arguably, the hardest matchup there is in Toy Story.
Possibly. Toy Story is definitely our Villanova. They're the actual favorite.
And then the Lion King bracket is just a bloodbath. You've got Lion King in there. You've got Tangled. You've got The Incredibles, Tarzan, Toy Story 3, and Hercules. That's rough.
My takeaway afterwards is that Beauty and the Beast is really our Virginia, where I just feel like they're not nearly as strong as the other three seeds, the other three one seeds. I would have made an argument probably for Monsters, Inc. as a one seed. We'll get through the actual, you know, like game by game, and we'll talk about the upsets we have and everything, so I don't want to tip my hand there. That's fair. Now, Charlie, you saw this for the first time today, and you said that you took issue with some of the seeding, and I'd like to know what.
Well, there's a few of them I haven't seen. It's some of the matchups that I was just like, whoa, that's tough.
Yeah, there's some tough ones. That's like, the tournament, baby.
Like
that's the tournament.
The Incredibles versus Tarzan is it's
brutal.
That is two fantastic films.
Yes. But what else do you do with it?
Mulan, just like the original bracket where all this came from, mm-hmm. I think Mulan is overseeded. I didn't think it was
agreed
that good.
I agree.
It
should not be
good,
a two-seed.
It's good, but it's not
that was something that Beards would not budge on.
Other than that, it's really just some of the matchups and like the first round matchups that are just killing me. Like the 7-2, like Aladdin versus Emperor's New Groove. I loved Emperor's New Groove and
Emperor's New
Groove's
great.
Yeah,
and so that's going to be really tough for me to choose in the first round. And then also Monsters, Inc. and WALL-E. I loved WALL-E, but Monsters, Inc. is obviously going to win that because it was Monsters, Inc.
So let's go ahead now, each of you. I want you to kind of look. And again, if you want to play along at home, go to the Twitter or the Facebook and look at the actual bracket. I don't want to go game by game for all of us. That's going to get very tedious.
Right.
But I want you guys to look at the seeding that Beards and I came up with, and I want you to tell me about the upsets that you have by any seed, even if it's a 4 or losing to a 5 or whatever. I want to know the upsets that you have. Anything in the top left region at all, because I have total chalk in the top left region. And also, by the way, just while you guys are looking at this, to you guys and also to the audience, Beards and I went into this looking for the consensus ranking for 32.
Post 1990 as well, we should clarify.
Yes.
People were confused about that on Twitter.
I did put it on the bracket, though.
I know, but still, people didn't see it.
Yes. But so I do want to make that known. That's why Beards and I are going to have upsets, obviously. But the top left region seems pretty chalky. Are you guys with me on that?
First round?
First round, top left.
Yep.
I don't know.
Chalk? Did you not fill out an actual bracket?
I have one.
Okay,
but,
did you have any upsets in the first round?
I had Hercules over Toy Story 3.
No!
Ooh.
That's a 7 over 2.
I know that's going to piss some people off.
That
but
hurts.
But I loved Hercules.
That's completely okay.
And Toy Story 3 was intense of a movie.
Yeah.
And like, it wasn't, not that that makes it bad, mm-hmm. but it was just like, is this really for kids? Because it like tugged at every mm-hmm. emotional string that you have.
Yeah.
And I think Hercules was a little bit better, in my opinion.
I grew
up liking that one more.
So you're Elite Eight. All of us, are you in the Elite Eight? What do you guys have in the Elite Eight of that region? I have Lion King, which is the one seed, and then a slight upset with the 3-seeded Incredibles.
I have Lion King and Incredibles, too.
Beards?
Lion King, Toy Story 3.
And then advancing, ooh. Beards?
I hate myself for this, but I picked Toy Story 3.
Wow, Charlie.
Wow, the one upset I had you in the Final Four.
I know.
I had the Lion King.
I had the Incredibles.
Okay.
We have a different Final Four team from all three of us in the top left region. This is great radio.
It was very tough between that Elite Eight matchup.
Bottom left is, I think, the place with the most room for some wilding out.
Totally.
And I have taken the bait on this. In the first round, I have 6-seeded Lilo and Stitch advancing beyond 3-seeded Up, which is a very good movie. All of these are good movies.
I have that same
except
upset.
Atlantis.
I had that same upset.
And then I have number 7 Emperor's New Groove over number 2 Aladdin. Ooh. Fight me.
God, I want to pick that so bad.
I did it.
As like Aladdin was one of the other than Lion King, Aladdin was one of the first ones I watched as a kid and loved it. But Emperor's New Groove is so good too.
All right, so what do you guys have in the as far as that, Finding Nemo and Cars are the ones advancing over Pocahontas and Hunchback in my bracket.
Same. And then I have Lilo and Stitch and over Up. And then I had to go with Aladdin over.
It's fair.
It sucked. I didn't want to. But
you probably had chalk in this region, right? You fought for these. No,
I almost picked Pocahontas over Finding Nemo.
Oh.
I did not. I did take Hunchback over Cars.
Okay, that's fine.
I kept Up and I kept Aladdin.
Right, that makes sense.
Yep, my Elite Eight was Hunchback versus Aladdin, and then I have Aladdin in the Final Four.
Aladdin's a 2-seed in the Final Four. Totally makes sense. Hunchback getting there. So you have Hunchback over Finding Nemo.
Yes.
By the way, also just a quick kind of look into the committee here. I whenever I was actually pairing up the games. I'd like to have some sort of old school versus new school relative matchup. So, like, that's why Toy Story 3 and Hercules got paired up, you know? So I think that's what I was looking for there. What are your Elite Eight teams?
Finding Nemo and Aladdin. And Finding Nemo in the Final Four.
I had Finding Nemo and my Loyola Chicago, Lilo and Stitch. The sixth
seed. You've mentioned Lilo and Stitch before. I know you love that movie.
I do. And I freaking loved the TV show. And that as a supplement. Oh, it's so good. All right.
I saw a little bit of it. It was fine.
Let's spend a second on this. The premise of the Lilo and Stitch TV show is that they're trying to hunt down the other experiments that they've done. Obviously, Stitch is 626. The best thing about the best thing it's very well laid out in the film. Excuse me. The best thing, the most underrated character in the Disney universe, is Experiment 625, who he goes by Reuben, because he has all of the same powers as Stitch, but he's just super laid back, and so he uses his powers to make giant sandwiches and then to consume them all.
Makes sense.
Wow. I'd like to meet him.
He is such a good character because he has all of the traits, all of the physical abilities of Stitch, but with none of the drive. So sure. I love that. I have Finding Nemo, though, beating Lilo and Stitch to get to the Final Four. Finding Nemo was the one that I wanted to upset somewhere. The more I thought about it, man, Finding Nemo is an incredible movie. So then what were your Final Four matchups on the left side of the bracket before we go to the right side?
Finding Nemo and Lion King.
Toy Story 3 and Aladdin.
Wow. I had Incredibles.
Both the one seeds. I know that's not exciting.
I had Incredibles in Finding Nemo. Okay, Charlie, who did you have advancing in your championship game?
Out of the left side, I had Finding Nemo.
And Beards?
Aladdin. That might be recency bias, though, because I saw Aladdin again for the first time the other night. But
I
grew up
Nemo.
On Aladdin, man. That was one of my favorites as a kid. I went with that.
I had Finding Nemo advancing into my championship game. Let's go to the top right now. Again, if you're just joining us, you can go through this bracket on your own. Go to all of our Twitters have it. Also, at Kansas City ESPN. Also, the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page has this. Our goal is to get someone famous to retweet it so we can get BuzzFeed to pick up the tweet.
So if anyone famous is listening right now.
No, I mean, just like, be annoying and just tweet at, like, I don't know, who's a voice of one of these characters that is both big enough to have a Twitter following and small enough to retweet this dumb
Actually,
graphic.
I just had a great idea. Little B retweets and likes everything.
Does that dry? I mean, that's fine. We can do that.
You've got a million people
All right,
so.
Go tweet. In the next commercial break, Beards, I want you to tweet this to Lil B.
Okay.
Hold on. Tarzan, going back real quick. Obviously, that soundtrack by Phil Collins was just one of the best soundtracks ever.
Yep.
We could tweet it, Phil Collins, see if he'll do it.
I'm into that. Let's do that.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, so let's come up with a list here of who we could tweet this at all in one kind of one foul swoop. Phil Collins, Lil B. I'm open to more suggestions.
That's complete opposite people right there.
They're both beautiful musical artists, Charlie. Actually, I don't know what you're talking about. All right, right side of the bracket. The chalk here would be Toy Story over Atlantis, A Seating Nightmare, Frozen versus A Bug's Life. And Beards had A Bug's Life lower. This is something I had to fight with him for. Then Toy Story 2 versus Moana, and Mulan versus Big Hero 6. I said the higher seed first in all of those. My one upset from that region is A Bug's Life over Frozen.
That was my one upset as well.
Same, only because I've never seen Frozen.
I have not seen Moana or Big Hero 6. So
same,
to,
same.
So I had to obviously pick the
So
the
we all have Toy Story, Bug's Life, Toy Story 2, and Mulan advancing.
Yes.
Who do you have advancing out of those four? I bet we all have the same two.
Yeah,
Beards, go.
Toy Story and Mulan.
Oh!
I got Toy Story and Toy Story 2.
Same. I have Toy Story and Toy Story 2. And then advancing out of the region, Beards?
Toy Story.
Charlie?
Toy Story.
Toy Story.
God, I didn't even realize I have all three one seeds so far.
Just straight chalk. You're not going to hear, I bet.
Exciting Final Four. I have some upsets here and there, but
I don't see
out of the Final Four.
I don't see you taking Beauty and the Beast to the to the Final Four here.
Do not.
So our bottom right region is Beauty and the Beast, Princess versus Princess and the Frog, Ratatouille versus Brave, Inside Out versus Zootopia, and Monsters, Inc. versus WALL-E. Any upsets for any of you guys? I have chalk in this region.
Same.
I have chalk in this region as well.
And
in
that's,
the first round.
That's Beauty and the Beast, Ratatouille, Inside Out, and Monsters, Inc. advancing. Who do you have between Beauty and the Beast and Ratatouille, Beards?
Beauty and the Beast.
Charlie.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, This was easy for me. Ratatouille is criminally underrated. This is one that I've seen recently, a supremely underrated movie.
I haven't really seen either in a long time, but I know Beauty and the Beast was a classic.
Ratatouille advancing to the Elite Eight for me, and then Inside Out versus Monsters, Inc.
Inside Out.
Inside Out was fantastic, but Monsters, Inc.
It's garbage, Beards. That's just... I almost cursed. That is garbage.
What?
Inside Out over Monsters, Inc.
No, I said Monsters, Inc.
And I said Beards.
Oh.
You're good.
Sorry.
Breathe, Charlie.
Sorry, I'm good.
Also, Seamus says, chimed in, we should tweet it at Gilbert Gottfried.
Yep, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely.
These are the suggestions I'm looking for. That's perfect.
And then, like I said, Monsters, Inc. and WALL-E in the first round is just a brutal 7-2 matchup because WALL-E was fantastic as well.
And so, Charlie, you have Beauty and the Beast versus Monsters, Inc. Who advances?
I do, and Monsters, Inc. advances.
Beards, you have Beauty and the Beast versus Inside Out.
Inside Out.
I think Beards is going to have Inside Out because he's going to have him beaten Toy Story. I don't know. The suspense is killing me. And then I have Monsters, Inc. over Ratatouille, but not by as much as you might think. All right, so reset your championship game. And then I want your final score.
We haven't gotten to the championship game yet.
Yeah, we still have the right side of the
final four.
I'm sorry. So
let's just all read our final fours real quick, and then championship.
Let's do that. Okay. All right, go ahead and set up your final four here.
I have got Toy Story 3, Aladdin, Toy Story, and Inside Out.
I've got Lion King, Finding Nemo, Toy Story, and Monsters, Inc.
I have The Incredibles, Finding Nemo, Toy Story, and Monsters, Inc. Championship game?
Toy Story versus Aladdin.
I've got Monsters, Inc. versus Finding Nemo.
I also have Monsters, Inc. versus Finding Nemo. Beards is going to pick Aladdin for this whole game. No, I don't know if that'll they can kill Toy Story off. Beards,
what was your right side?
The right side.
Aladdin
final
versus
four?
Toy Story.
No, right side. Oh, it's Aladdin versus Toy Story.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For me.
All right, Beards, give us the championship game and the final score.
98-80, Toy Story
over Aladdin.
Ooh, kind of a blowout.
Yeah, I have Monsters, Inc. just by
Aladdin kept it close, but second half was too much.
Monsters, Inc. hit a buzzer beater versus Toy Story, just for me. Charlie?
Did my championship
game and final score, please.
Finding Nemo, 75. Monsters, Inc., 68.
Wow.
Yeah.
95-80, I lied. There was a review on that last three at the buzzer, and it
good.
Didn't go.
Okay, good. That's good to know.
Toy Story was trying to run up the score.
I'm going to say that the spread for a Finding Nemo Monsters, Inc. game is probably Finding Nemo minus, like, 4. Bet the money
minus
line.
Minus 3.5.
Bet the money line. Monsters, Inc., 74. Finding Nemo, 68.
Ooh.
My champion is Monsters Incorporated.
So we had the almost the same score, but opposite champion.
I wasn't really listening when you said your score. Got to be honest.
It's 75-68.
Wow. I just went for something that would be easy for me to sort of jump between the numbers.
I just went with a familiar championship score from 10 years ago.
The other thing that I actually wanted to do that I wish you would have done, we might just do this next. We might just do Disney Bracket Radio for the first hour, and then we'll get the very serious Silvio De Sosa talk. So we appease both audiences here. Whenever we come back, I want to just use the exact same bracket and do our main character deathmatch. Did we tell you about this, Charlie?
Oh, deal.
I don't know about this.
Wait, these seedings are going to be... These are not representative.
I know. No, they're not.
We're going to redo the bracket, but
no.
With main characters?
No. We'll explain when we come back.
Whenever we come back, we will explain what I will again refer to as only main character Disney deathmatch. That's next.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Chad, I can only imagine in response to us singing the Bananas in Pajamas theme song, said there's a reason other shows don't do it. It's a sports show. Or at least I thought it was.
With Joshua Briscoe.
Well, that was your first mistake. It's Almost Entirely Sports.
That's the name of the show!
On ESPN Kansas City.
Disney Deathmatch. All right, Charlie, here is the rule.
Okay.
Each Disney movie, you pick the main character. We might have a hearing about a tag team argument on a case-by-case basis, but you're really here picking the main character from each one, and then they fight to the death, and it's a Disney death match.
This changes things completely.
Oh, yeah, everything changes here. Yeah. I have an empty bracket that I will be updating as we go. But I'm going to need to hear the arguments from both of you, and then we will come to a consensus. We must.
Okay. Oh, so this is a democratic process one?
Where we vote?
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay.
Lion King versus Wreck-It Ralph in the first round. It's a literal lion, but Wreck-It Ralph is basically Sandman but digital. I think Wreck-It. I think Wreck-It Ralph is.
You think so?
Yes, I think he's going to beat
Simba
up.
Simba grows up strong, and he does the just can't wait to be king.
Wreck-It Ralph's job is to break things, though.
Yeah. Also, does the digital part of him help or hurt? Do we have
Do
to
we
make
want to
him
just
physical?
Assume it's a physical form?
He has to be some sort of physical form, I think.
Because otherwise, this is just going to be a draw.
Lion King, Simba grows from a little lion to a big lion in a matter of minutes.
It's called a montage, Charlie.
I know. I'm joking. Beards.
Wreck-It Ralph for me.
I'd have to go Lion King. And I'm going to try to stay away from my bias on the actual movie.
Go to Google. How big is Wreck-It Ralph? This is important.
It is.
This should change everything. So you were saying Lion King, right?
Yeah,
Charlie.
I was saying Simba.
Here, I believe this is a quote from whenever he's in like the bad guy, whatever support system. My name's Ralph. I'm a bad guy. Let's see. I'm 9 feet tall. I weigh 643 pounds. Ralph advances.
Yep.
Fair.
That's the research, though. We're not making this up as we go. This is scientific. All right, Rapunzel, or is it a kid? Have any of us seen Coco?
No, I think it's the kid. I'm going to take Rapunzel on this one from Tangled. She has a frying pan that she uses.
She doesn't get a frying pan. She has her hair.
Which she can use to tie up people. Strangle them.
Does she have her hair anymore?
Yes. We're assuming just in the movie.
Yeah,
not
but
at the
end
of
the
movie.
Oh, well, why aren't we assuming baby Simba then?
At their peak
Ever
form.
Think of that?
Peak form.
Fair.
Magical hair that can
oh,
heal herself.
Infinite healing powers.
Yeah,
okay.
She wins.
Oh, okay, then yeah, she definitely wins.
You would have to obliterate her beyond healing,
or
which Wreck-It Ralph is going to do in
the
next round.
Or just rip her hair out, which we'll get to later.
Okay, wow. Gross. Stop giggling. Mr. Incredible versus Tarzan. Tarzan is obviously underseeded here with a death match built in, but Mr. Incredible is a literal superhero with superhuman strength.
Yeah, it's Mr. Incredible.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Tarzan's getting the short end of the straw in this one.
Really is. How about toys or a literal god?
Literal god, I think.
I think the god will win on that one.
Yeah, Toy Story might get eliminated in three straight games here.
Oh, no, they totally will.
Okay, a fish or Pocahontas?
Well, Pocahontas hunts Pocahontas fish occasionally, I think.
How about a literal car or a cripple?
I think the car.
Yeah, probably.
How about an old man or a genetically engineered, like destroying force of an alien?
Does he have balloons? So he can float away?
Stitch advances. Aladdin or Cusco?
Cusco.
Sorry.
Is he a llama or is he a human?
I was making him the
Yes, which one is rice. He? The llama or the human? It's big.
You know what? He can switch.
Ooh, that's a whole new element.
Is it? Aladdin's like parkouring for a while, right?
Still
I think Aladdin
still
takes
I would agree.
But it makes,
I think
it makes it closer.
It would make it interesting, sure.
Makes it interesting.
All right, let's hop to the other side of the bracket. Toys or, I don't know,
Milo.
Who's the main character? Milo from Atlantis?
Yeah.
He's a little nerdy guy. He'd still win.
But he could step on Buzz Lightyear. Wait, hold on. Is Buzz Lightyear sentient? This is important.
He's still a toy. That's the thing.
But does he have an actual laser?
No, he's a toy.
I guess you're right, isn't it?
This is the whole point of the first movie.
Sorry, I'm thinking about Buzz. I'm thinking about
the TV show. Yeah.
All right, fine. Milo advances.
It's the whole point of the movie.
How about literal bugs or an ice queen?
I think the ice queen.
Is it like a sickness bug?
It's good. No.
Darn.
Elsa advances that, right?
Cockroaches would survive.
Toys again, but Moana, the main character of Moana, is the main character of Moana the rock or is it the girl?
I don't know.
Actually, hold on. Time out. The movie's called Moana.
Yeah.
So she's going to make it here.
I mean, I don't think it matters which one it is in the first round.
I'm just thinking about next up. Okay, here's a good one. Mulan or the, like, robot thing from Big Hero 6. Have any of us seen Big Hero 6?
No.
Mulan could... She had the bow and arrow and everything, and, didn't she?
No, she had a sword and a cannon.
But you don't get it. This is This is a catch these hands scenario.
Yeah.
There are no weapons brought in here. This is just rage and hands.
Well, Mulan was pretty quick.
But the inflatable thing, I guess you could probably like tear a hole.
Yeah. And
also, I don't know. I didn't see Big Hero. All right, Mulan advances.
Just for default.
Keep it moving.
Which one's the main character in Beauty and the Beast?
Well, this is a tag team situation because it's Beauty and the Beast versus the Princess and the Frog.
Oh, okay.
That one's easy, I think.
And we're going to go ahead and say an advantage Beast over Frog, even if the Princesses are a wash, which seems fair.
Sure.
Yeah.
How about a rat or basically Katniss? This is Ratatouille versus Brave.
Scottish Katniss.
Brave advances. How about animals or emotions? This one is going to take a minute. We might have to break this one down.
It's a police officer rabbit, or it's a bunch of emotions inside a little 8-year-old girl's head.
And see, I've argued many times here, sadness kills.
But is it the main character is the emotions, or is it the girl, Riley?
The main character is the emotions.
Yeah.
But they live inside the girl.
Anger kills. And so this match is actually just the police officer rabbit from Zootopia just like sitting on the floor, just like really wrestling with her emotions. It's very dark. This one's not as much fun to watch as like Wreck-It Ralph versus a lion.
Don't let your emotions win.
Right, and that's the thing is I don't know how long she's there or whatever, but it's just like, yeah, can you stay calm? It's basically she's wearing a heart rate monitor.
Not in a death match. I think anger would have to take over, right?
But anger can't leave the body. This one's very calm. What if we just have the animals facing off with the elephant thing that ends up dying? Spoiler alert for Inside Out.
Bing Bong or whatever
Bing
his name
Bong.
Was. Yeah.
Bing Bong's already been taken to
He's
home.
Already taken a couple hits.
So we'll go and give it to Zootopia,
sure.
I guess. And then Monsters, Inc. versus WALL-E. I think Sully's a one seed in this.
Yeah. Yep.
So Sully advances. Welcome into ESPN Kansas City, by the way. This is a sports show. Almost entirely.
Doing a bracket. This counts.
This counts. It's bracket radio. It's March. We have Ralph versus Rapunzel.
Gotta go with Ralph.
Yeah, I'll take Ralph in this
one. How much did you say he weighs? Like 600 something?
He's also 9 feet
tall. 643 pounds and he's 9 feet tall.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. Also, if he cuts Rapunzel's hair, we know now that takes away the power that she has. So yeah, I think Ralph advances there. Mr. Incredible versus Hercules.
This is the championship game.
This is Duke versus Kansas. We're like, wow, this came too soon. This is truly the championship
game. This is
game.
Like in the NBA when they say the Western Conference Finals is
no
the actual
beards,
championship.
No beards. Go to hell. It's
of
like Duke versus Kansas. Go to hell. It's like Duke versus Kansas. Duke versus Kansas just happened.
The NBA playoffs haven't started yet.
It was also an Elite Eight game, which this also is. This is to get in the Elite Eight. Regardless, it's March right now, and Duke versus Kansas just happened. This isn't like the Western Conference Finals. It's Duke versus Kansas. It's a bracket. I hate you.
So it's the championship. So it's the playoffs in the NBA.
This is a one-match death match scenario.
Hercules wins.
I think Hercules wins, too. Got to go with the god.
He's a literal god. He is Hercules.
Yeah.
Fine.
And he's got Zeus backing him, too.
He is the son of Zeus.
Zeus can't intervene.
It doesn't matter.
Zeus cannot intervene.
Can Meg
intervene? Let me tell you.
Does Meg take away his powers?
It is him and his natural state.
Okay.
Which is just good old Hercules. I mean, Hercules versus Wreck-It Ralph is, again, like, it's
yeah, it's good.
This bracket is brutal.
That's Kansas Duke right there.
I think it's more like the Western Conference playoff. I hate you, Beards.
Thank you. HR.
Pocahontas. Here's a good one. This is what I want to get back to. Pocahontas versus Lightning McQueen. Pocahontas, this isn't Mulan. Lightning McQueen's a literal car.
No.
I think you got to go with Lightning
McQueen. Yeah, Lightning McQueen's winning this one.
Yeah.
Stitch versus Aladdin, I think Stitch is in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless we're giving him the genie.
And we're not. We've been over this.
Okay.
Well, what if Lilo and Stitch were a... duo against Aladdin and the Genie. Because you did a duo earlier.
But that's like the main thing. It's Stitch, Beauty and the Beast. It's
Lilo
in the title.
And, okay. Right. Lilo and Stitch also is in the title. They might be able to be a tag
fair.
Team. They don't need
just
it.
Throwing
they
it out
need
there.
It. They don't need it. Yeah, they sub
that's
in.
Fair. Just throwing it out there.
Now we have Milo from Atlantis versus Elsa from Frozen. That's a big win for Elsa.
Probably.
That's the cushiest second round matchup that exists. Mm-hmm. That's K-State versus
UMBC.
She's
got it easy.
Yeah, she's right, because her next fight will be between Moana and Mulan. Mulan's taking that one.
That bracket's just kind of a joke in the deathmatch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, this is the fun of the deathmatch. We didn't reseed for the deathmatch. It's just how it is.
No, I know.
Now we have the Beast versus the girl from Brave, whose name escapes me.
Never saw it, so I don't know.
It's a fine movie.
I think you got to go with the Beast.
I think Beast has this one. And then we have the literally every animal from Zootopia versus Sully. Sully's taking this one, guys.
Ooh, Sully versus the Beast. They're like,
that's so good.
That is equal.
Oh, that's so good. All right, we'll get to that one last here because we're going to have to talk about that one. Yeah. Well, these are all pretty good. Elsa over Mulan is the easiest one in this region, right? She has powers.
Yep.
So Elsa is in the final four. Wreck-It Ralph versus Hercules.
Herc.
I think you got to go with Hercules, too.
This is easy.
Can't Ralph, like...
No, it's Hercules. Don't question this. It's Hercules.
He's so much bigger.
He's unlimited strength. Hercules can't die. If I remember this correctly from the movie, Hercules is basically invulnerable.
Well, he dies for a second, but then...
That's because he got like his immortality taken away.
Yeah, because
he made a deal with the devil.
Yeah,
he's not making a deal with the devil to win this tournament. He doesn't need to. He is literally a god.
He's not trying to save his girl in this situation.
No,
so
he's trying to wreck Foos.
What'd you wreck?
He's trying to wreck Foos.
Okay,
is this what the show was like yesterday when I wasn't here?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Don't question this one. It's Hercules.
I'm reading about Hercules right now.
Are you reading about the actual...
Offsetting his strength was a notable lack of intelligence or wisdom. I think he's coming into this one cocky. I think he's made a deal with the devil, and he said, you know what, devil, you can take my undying whatever.
No.
I'm going to go in here, and I'm going to handle this giant man on my own.
He beat a monster that had, like, 1,000...
The Hydra? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's also careless.
Hercules wins. Hercules wins this. Don't question it too much. I'm with Beards on this one.
Hercules is the final four.
I thought you were about to pull it. Oh, it's my show. Big hero.
I'm saving that.
Okay.
Lightning McQueen versus Stitch. I want to hear where you guys are at on this, but I think I've got the answer. Feel free to speak up, either of you.
I'm thinking.
Stitch versus Lightning McQueen.
It's been a long time since I've seen Lilo and Stitch. I still feel like he'd take it.
I think so, too, because he can just create something.
Stitch gets a running head start. Jumps and then either goes claw or like elbows first into the windshield
and just destroys the car.
Yeah.
Lightning McQueen's blind. He's ripping it apart.
He could turn it into a little block.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Stitch, Hercules, and Elsa are in our final four. How are we doing the Beast versus Sully?
The Beast wins.
Listen up, Beards.
Sully,
listen up, Beards.
Sully's a softie.
Beards, listen to me.
You want me to give you? If you quit interrupting, I'd give you.
No, you just gave me that. Give me your reasoning.
Because Sully's a softie. The Beast is angry.
The
Beast is angry. The Beast is always mad. He's going to win this.
Have you seen how mad Sully gets when he's
got to get back to Boo.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Boo in this?
If he dies, she's alone.
Beast wins.
We need some sizes here. I need some realistic estimates. So Beast is, I don't know, maybe 2 feet taller than Beauty, give or take.
At full height?
Yeah. Looks like it. Both in the live-action version and the animated one.
Well, we're not doing the live-action one here.
I'm saying that there is precedent in multiple factions here. Now, let's see if we can find something for Sully.
I haven't found anything yet.
He's a good 2 or 3 feet taller.
Than Beast?
No. Beast is taller than Val.
I'm looking at Sully here.
Google image search.
Doesn't he have to duck to get through doors?
Sully?
Yeah.
Okay, so say he's about the same height as Beast.
I think he's got a little bit of a height advantage on Beast. Also, he is like, he's a monster.
So is the Beast. He's literally a beast.
Are either of them, like, don't you think that Sully is smarter than the Beast? I think that your point about the Beast's anger goes against him. I think he's reckless. I think Sully is calculated.
Back on August 29, 2013, there was an auction for a life-size Sully.
Fantastic research. Guess, go on.
Guess how much money?
$5,000.
$2,500.
Okay.
Still a lot of money for a life-size Sully.
Yes, indeed. How tall is it?
It doesn't say.
Oh, my
it's the thing.
God.
It just says life-size.
Just says life-size. So right, whatever well, life-size means.
Here's a DeviantArt page of Sully from Monsters, Inc. versus the Beast in a death battle. Let's go see what they think. Can I get some music for finding some death battle information? There's also a YouTube video here about this exact thing. We are not the first ones. Okay, hey, you know what? Let me propose this and see if this helps fix anything.
Okay.
This is unbelievably close. We can at least agree on that,
yes.
Right? This is more or less splitting hairs. You know what I think we do? I think Beauty and Mike Wazowski have to fight to the death.
Fair.
I'm not sure that fixes it. But I think that is our tiebreaker.
They have to sub in because both of them have punched each other unconscious at the same time and they need the tiebreaker?
Yes.
Okay. I'll take it.
Let me give you one more reason for why I think Sully advances here. How do you kill Mike Wazowski?
He has a giant eyeball that you just punch.
But you also like you have to like choke. You can't like choke him out because he's an orb.
Also, Wazowski is a scaredy cat like you wouldn't believe. He's scared of humans.
Not by the end.
I know. But we're not doing this just strictly by the end. Otherwise, the beast wouldn't be a beast.
Beards is all about the beast.
What's my least favorite Meghan Trainor song?
Fair. Well, let me ask.
Oh. Sully stands an impressive 6 foot six.
It's not enough.
According to this eBay life size, which is $5,850.
Wow. That's amazing. All right. Beast advances. So our final four is Elsa, Hercules, Stitch, and the Beast. And we'll tell you our winner whenever we come back.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Charlie, I think, is tweeting out a picture of his country fried steak that definitely does not include me putting bunny ears behind his head.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
All right, we're here for our final four of our Disney death match. Next hour, we'll talk about Sylvia DeSosa. Welcome to the show.
Sports.
All right, so the final four has a couple very interesting things. Also, Charlie, a friend of yours has chimed in on Facebook. What was his name again?
Michael.
Michael. Thank you, Michael. He pointed out that Stitch threw a car in Lilo and Stitch, so Lightning McQueen is bleeped.
Yeah.
And the Beast had a library, so he is also smart. Mm-hmm. Hercules over Stitch.
Herc.
That is going to be a battle. I think Stitch is going to give him some trouble.
The audience might get destroyed in the backlash.
Yeah, but Hercules is
definitely closer than people think.
Yeah. He's a literal immortal god. It's going to be difficult. Yeah.
Elsa versus the spread would be outrageous, but you might take Stitch plus the points.
Yeah, I agree. I like that. I like if there's like an over-under like how long the match lasts or something, I like that.
Yeah.
Elsa versus the Beast.
Elsa.
She has ice-shooting powers. She learns how to use that.
How strong is the ice? Could the beast break out of the ice if it shoots it? Or is she going to freeze this whole?
Could she make like an icicle and shoot it through him? I think she could. I think Elsa might be the second most powerful character in the Disney universe.
Yeah,
at least from that side of the bracket.
All right, fair.
And then
30 seconds.
And then thank you. Then
Hercules,
just beats her up.
Yeah.
I'm glad we did this.
Yeah,
it was good.
This is nice.
Yeah.
Seating was a little weird.
It's funny to imagine Disney characters just fighting for the death.
It really is. I got legitimately excited by the idea of watching Sully and the Beast fight.
Oh, that's cool. That'd be cool.
I'd pay money to see that.
Absolutely. Pay-per-view that.
Pixar, you got a next movie.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Sully versus the Beast. It's perfect.
Smash Brothers.
Very serious sports talk next. Ooh, a video game. I like that.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe. On ESPN Kansas City.